So we're holding here in the middle of Betzeis Yisrael, and just asked the Baruch, just asked a Shaila, why is it that we saw the first piece yesterday, everything is double, but the higher darga is first. The Yisrael is before Beis Yaakov, Mitzrayim before Amloes, Yehuda Lekatcha for Yisrael and Shleisov. Why is that the Seyrat Dvar? So, I think the reason is like this. You have a type of nes, like, let's say, the Megillah, which is called Isarusa del Sata. In other words, there was no visible signs Lamala, everything was normal, and Klal Yisrael started getting very nesayer. They were mispalol, they did tshuva, v'chulu v'chulu, and they brought about the nes Purim. So that has the start at the first layer. They saw a world with difficult gezeiros and so on and so forth, and then they invoked something lamala. Here, the Seyrat Varm was the opposite. The Seyrat Varm of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael had no schusim, limited schusim, very little schusim. Everything started from the top down. It was called Nesfarim Yisarusu Lamayla. Everything started from the top. So it makes sense that you should first have the higher. In other words, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen to have the Yisrael that Beis Yaakov was affected. It's because he needed to fight Mitzrayim that the Amloes was affected. So anytime you start where the initiator is Ribbono Shel Olam, and go, that's so Mel, that starts first, and vice versa. I think that's a logical reason for it. Okay, so now the next piece, it says Hayom Rov Ayonis. It's on the left hand column on Reish Chaf. Umashom Hayom Rov Ayonis An Yisiv Locha. Afal Gav Shahu Yisroi Tzayadin. I mean, we're talking about Klal Yisrael B'Tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. They were nowhere near the Yarden. It'd be another 40 years till they would hit the Yarden. Pirsha B'Seinu Zal. Kivim Shaloka Gvirta Shuayam. That this is not talking about the Kriya of Yarden Bishas Yitzil Knisel Aretz. It's Bishas there was a Kriya in the Yam that automatically went along with it, because the Lashon is if the master gets affected, certainly the Shivcha. I'll explain briefly. He says it a little bit cryptic in the beginning also, and I'll try to explain what he says over here. When it says Vayivoku Hamayim, it doesn't just mean that, yes, it says Kol Mei Mishba Olam, but it doesn't mean the Yam and everything with it. It means that there was something in the Tzura of Mayim itself that was Nisbakea. Something affected the sheirish of what water is, and he'll explain in the next one, the next paragraph or two, he'll explain a little bit about it. Why Mayim Dafke? So it wasn't, what happened wasn't a din in Yamsuf that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to make Kriyas Yamsuf Klal Yisrael, and then Bimela he also added a few patch for the Yarden. There was something here that went to the very heart of what a Mayim is. There was a Bekia in the Tzur of Mayim, and that happened. What is that exactly? So, I'll explain the next paragraph. U'mashezocha harm rok tuchelen gvoz kivnei tzoyin, yoyse mashezocha shanim tzoyin. So he's speaking about why haharim and gvoz. Shebo loyma, kashe yotzi so mitzrayim hoyezal gde Hashem esbarach asho yitzim, ulefikoch loyse yitzir bin yativi rak hakol yotzi min ateva. Shepoil HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nisim V'Nefloiz V'Kash HaYitzoyed HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shuk Kodosh L'Fikr Nemtsoik Mayad V'Yad Nemborach Nekrishos Yisparach V'Yisparach. So the first thing he says here is what does it mean that the Neis happened through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not through a Malach, not through a Shliach, and so on? So when it happens through a Malach or through a Shliach, it means the process is a fairly normal process, one way or another, even if it's a nace, but it belongs to the Mahalchim in this world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, but what happened was, so Lamashal, let's say somebody Let's say there's somebody that's I know is in trouble someplace, and I dispatch a vessel to go save him, a Coast Guard vessel. So the mahalach is no mahalach. I was the one who arranged it. What happened over here was something very different. And let's talk about it. We'll talk about it balpe a little bit, and then we'll see it inside. The giluyim of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Maimar Har Sinai, which is one package, was a giluy of a different type of world into our world. And we spoke yesterday about the protrusion of different worlds. We spoke about the doubling over. There's a world that's kule ruchni, that is kule driven by very different in yanim than our physical world. And that world is usually covered by our world, and so it's meant to be. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu uncovered something and was megala. It's not the pshat he made a nes in order to save us. He brought a different world into our world that b'meila saved us. So it was a gilui of the world of Ruchni into our world. It affected this world that the Briyas that were far from Ruchnius melted away. They had no mako. The collateral damage was... So two things happen when a Ruchnisdeger Metzias comes into our world. First of all, what is good and bad in a Ruchnisdeger way it becomes righted. In other words, in this world, strong people and tough people are menatzeach. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a different world into our world, so the good people are menatzeach. So that's one part of it. It also means that for the duration that this world had a higher metzias, the lower elements had no makom. Let's take a dugma that we could relate to. On Yom Kippur, a person brings to the fore a lot of ruchnistik kochos, and the fasting and so on has a way of diminishing his bodily drives. So the what's at the forefront is his nefesh, the shama, and the body recedes. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came into the world, then what happened is for the duration of that time, the world that was chomri receded. It lost some of its metzias. So just like in Olam Haba, there's no achila, there's no shtia, there are nothing else over there, because it doesn't exist over there. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Olam Haba into this world, that's what happened. So if the Nes of Mitzrayim would be on through a shliach, so the pshat is the world over there is over there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a shliach down. So the tzura of that type of intervention is, it's in a physical world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to intervene, shaloi kederech hateva, but nothing else came here. Now that this entire ruchnistika world descended into this world, and for that brief kufa of time, ani v'loi malach, ani v'loi shliach, so everything else automatically receded. So he says, so since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kaddish, everything else loses its metzias. Let's give an example, so it's easy when you flesh these things out. Imagine somebody lives in a normal society, and he comes into and he comes into the parking lot of or whatever with a very fancy car and shows off his car. So people might have tarumas. They'll say, you know, why make everybody jealous, and you know, why you waste so much money. The masa matan, if somebody wants to give musa, is going to be, you know, on his terms. Imagine somebody drives into Kol Chazanish. I don't know if they have a parking lot, but I assume you could park in South Exit with a fancy new car. And so what will the reaction be? I don't know. You know, that could be a reaction, because that metzias has no makom in that it doesn't have a metzias. It's not the pshat. It's bad. It's good. It loses its identity in a world where people are measured by a whole lot of other yardsticks, and that's what that world makes tick. So it's not mild. It's not married. It's nothing. It doesn't have any makom there. It doesn't mean anything. So the metzias of the world when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down, the more physical something was, the more it lost its tzura. Lefikar says that yam v'yadin berchem nekshasis berch, they melt away. Ve'ela nimtzoyim chayim nekshasis berch, v'zeh. Ke'ela nimtzoyim kma yam v'yadin noitin yam chayim v'yam chayim natzurik mashon esbaya. Lefikar So two things were affected the most by it. Waters, the yamim kol yam shebailam, and rocks and stone. Why? So he says, we'll say the next paragraph. Why these things? So he says like this: there are two inyanim that don't have a metzias ruchni, water and rocks, as follows. The Maral says this before. Bin amayim shisiu. Why Moshe Rabbeinu bin amayim shisiu? The marshal of Ruchnius identified with Gashmius is Chaymer and Tzura. So the marshal, if I have, I'm trying to present a painting and I want to present a certain image, so I need paints and an idea that ties together all the paints. This is a painting of an old tree and whatever it is. So I have the paints and I have the tree. I want to make a statue of something. I want to make a form of something. So I always have the substance and the form. That's the two components. The form, so to speak, is the idea behind it. It's the concept. And the substance is where it has an achiz in the world. So I have a picture of something extremely beautiful, extremely moving. I want to transfer that into something physical, like paint it, I carve it, I sculpt it. The two things, for the exact opposite reasons, that represent the hefech of it, one of them is water. Water can take on any shape that you want, for as long as you keep it in that shape. The minute you keep it in a different shape, it's a different shape. So it could be, water can be a triangle, it could be a square, it could be round, it could be tall, it could be anything you want it. Whatever cup you put it into, it's going to be there. But it means nothing. So in other words, something that has no ability to be nitfas in its surah, and it can go one way, the other way, whatever way, is mufka from ruchnias. So just like somebody who has, you know, whatever you however you put him down, that's what he is. You dress him up with a spudik and a payas a bit, a spudik a payas. You shave it off and you put on a top hat. You put on a polo shirt and a ski jacket, It's whatever it is. That's mufka from ruchnis. Even the phase that he seems to be ruchni. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Maharites, she called him k'nimamayim shisu because he was mufka from that. He took on a tzura and that tzura became part of it. The other example is something that's rock and very hard resists tzura, and that's also because it doesn't want it. It's chaymer, and it doesn't easily take a tzura. By the way, if you ask yourself which of the two are worse, the answer is the water, because the stone requires a lot of work, but once you've finished it, then it's there. The water is very easy to work with the water, but it means nothing. It never becomes the etzem etzias of the water. The rock resists becoming that. The water can never be that. So the two inyanim in the world that faded out when Atzura Ruchnis came into the world was the element of water, which never takes on anything, and the element of rock that has a metzis that resists any type of ruchnistic imposition. It says, what was the world created from? There was offer taskis covered, and Kadosh Baruch Hu threw it on the water and became aretz. Utsreiris ktanim shebehem nasa harim gvoyis shenema betzekes harim lemoitzak or gom yedubaku. Harei kinech shevu harim vagvoyis chay megask mitzreiris veheim ein lam yachsa shem isparach bavok teshasa Kadosh Baruch Hu shubnil machomri v'kshayitza Kadosh Baruch Hu misom esayim hoizeng teshasa shnil machay mativi. So, basically, and this finishes, and so on. So what happened was, there wasn't, the only things that could have existence in this world, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megal himself, are things that are capable of accepting a tzura on it. So anything else has no makom, it has no makom of existence. And therefore the chelik of the bria that was not shayach to ruchnias melted away. So the point of that maimer is that a different type of world existed then. Kadosh Baruch Hu came into this world and was Megala world that's purely Ruchnius. And the elements in this world, and obviously the rocks and the water are representative of it. But we're talking about the Atzmius. Someone who resists getting a Tzura of Ruchnius, or somebody whose Tzura of Ruchnius has no holding power, those both elements cease to exist, because what makom do you have here? It's just like if a person is trying to manufacture tires. So the raw materials that can go into the factory are things that are elastic and strong. So you can try different types of rubbers, different types of plastic. Things that are either not elastic or things that are not strong have no makom there. It can't go in as raw material. So the only existence in a world that is ruchnias are things that can shtel tzu to ruchnias. Anything else runs away. Machmasat gilui. So the David HaMelech is being metayer. He's describing Yetzias Mitzrayim as a moment of gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a world of ruchnias. The world for a moment taking on that surah. And the mela, anything as all shayches did, melts away. And then we'll see tomorrow. In other words, he asks, "What is it exactly that caused you to melt away?" And he's going to explain it. Okay, we'll hold it here.